The fourth illusion, the illusion of insufficiency, may be used to experience your abundance. God is abundant, and so are you. In the Garden of Eden, you had everything, but you did not know it. You experienced eternal life, but it did not matter. It did not impress you because you experienced nothing else. The Garden of Eden is a myth, but the story was intended to convey a great truth. When you have everything and do not know that you have everything, you have nothing. The only way for you to know what it means to have everything is for you to at some point have less than everything. Hence, the illusion of insufficiency. Your insufficiency was intended as a blessing, through which you could know and experience your true and total abundance. Yet it is necessary to step outside of the illusion, to see the illusion as an illusion and move away from it in order to have this experience. Here's how you can step outside of the illusion of insufficiency. Feel the insufficiency that you see wherever you see it outside of yourself, for this is where the illusion lies, outside of yourself. If then you see insufficiency outside of yourself, fill the insufficiency. If you see people who are hungry, feed them. If you see people who need clothing, clothe them. If you see people who need shelter, give them shelter. You will then experience that you have no insufficiencies at all. However little of anything you have, you can always find someone who has less. Find that someone and give to them from the abundance that is yours. Seek not to be the recipient of anything, but to be the source. That which you wish to have, cause another to have. That which you would seek to experience, cause another to experience. In so doing, you will remember that you have had these things in your possession all along. This is why it has been said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." So don't go around asking, "What are we to eat? What are we to drink?" Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor do they reap nor gather into barns, and yet they are fed. Which of you, by being anxious, can add one thing to your life? And do not ask, "How shall we clothe ourselves?" Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor do they spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. And how may you seek the kingdom of heaven? By providing the kingdom of heaven to others, by being the kingdom of heaven, in which others may find refuge and strength, by bringing the kingdom of heaven and all its blessings to all those whose lives you touch. For what you give, you become. Always remember that. What you give, you become.